Afghanistan's much-delayed peace jirga, or assembly, gets underway in Kabul tomorrow morning. 1,600 delegates, a fifth of them women, will meet in a large tent. There, they will try to come up with ways to persuade the Taliban and other insurgents to lay down their weapons and reconcile with their countrymen. But on the eve of the three-day conference, many war-weary Afghans aren't optimistic it will yield any meaningful results. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
Like this orchestra rehearsing for the opening ceremony, the highly touted consultative peace jirga seems anything but organized. The event's planners were still trying to come up with a schedule the night before the assembly was to convene here in the Afghan capital. Hundreds of delegates had still not arrived, nor has Afghan President Hamid Karzai laid out exactly how he plans to reconcile with insurgents. All of the uncertainty has many Kabul residents, like government worker Mohammad Reza Sharifi, questioning whether the jirga can pave the way to badly needed security and stability in daily Afghan life. He says national jirgas may be a time-honored Afghan tradition, but adds that he doubts recommendations from this one will be put into practice. Fellow Kabul resident Shakib Sadat worries the jirga will become a forum for ethnic Pashtuns like Karzai to advance their agenda at the expense of other ethnic groups in the country. Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, a Karzai critic and his key rival in last year's Afghan presidential elections, agrees.
The agenda is unknown to the people of Afghanistan. The aim is not known to the people of Afghanistan. And the people which have been invited, there are many, many questions about the merit of inviting people without clear criteria, because most of the representatives have been introduced through the government channels.
Jirga spokesman Gulagha Ahmadi waves aside such criticism, saying that people from each of Afghanistan's 365 districts will gather under the jirga tent this week. He adds these people are best able to help the government decide which insurgents can be turned.
The real fact is how to set up a mechanism to talk with those insurgent people to find the solution, to open the way how to talk with those people and how to decrease the level of insurgency. This is the real purpose from this.
If Karzai has his way, the jirga will approve his plans for reintegrating low- and mid-level insurgents into Afghan society by giving them jobs and vocational training and teaching them to read and write. Higher-level Taliban leaders would be courted through political channels by granting some of them amnesty or exile to another country or removing them from international blacklists. The American government, meanwhile, appears to be on board with the jirga, despite its concerns about offering carrots to militants who believe they are winning. U.S. Ambassador Carl Eikenberry, in a recent interview, said Karzai and the U.S. administration are on the same page about so-called red lines. For example, which militants can be reconciled and what they must agree to, like ending violence and accepting the Afghan government and constitution.
Now, trying to define what a reconciliation program looks like, how it's going to be implemented, that's hard work. But I think that the consultation peace jirga is going to be an important first step.
Afghan counter-narcotics minister Zarar Ahmad Mokbel adds it's vital such talks among Afghans continue until they achieve peace and prosperity. That will likely take a long time, based on how insurgents are reacting to this jirga. The Taliban emailed a statement to reporters today denouncing the assembly as a means of securing the interests of Americans and other foreigners, and another insurgent group, Hizb-e Islami, which recently held informal talks with Afghan officials, dismissed the jirga as an unimportant event attended only by Karzai's cronies. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.